We've been waiting for any sign of progress on education reform. And this week, legislation finally inched forward. On this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld and Lola DeFore discuss whether folks in Montpelier are really getting anywhere.
Okay. This week, the House Education Committee advanced their big education reform bill on a party line 7-4 vote. Does this mean that people in Montpelier, or at least legislative Democrats, are finding some sort of agreement about what education reform should look like?
Leaders in the House have reached agreement on one key thing, Lola, but that agreement is on what they're not going to do. And this thing that they're abandoning was a pretty major element of the education reform law that they passed last year. And that's forced mergers. The idea behind mandatory consolidation is that Vermont has way too many school districts and supervisory unions, and that this sprawling governance system has resulted in gross inefficiencies in the education system. Act 73 relied on mandatory mergers to streamline governance and deliver economies of scale. In recent weeks, though, House leaders say they've come to terms with the fact that they don't have the votes to make this happen. The House bill takes a number of steps to encourage voluntary mergers, but one of the central premises of Act 73, mandatory redistricting, is for all intents and purposes off the table.
Of course, per this big landmark law that set this all into motion last year, this was supposed to be a two-part reform, right? Mandatory mergers, but also a foundation formula. And a foundation formula is just as big a deal. Arguably, it's the bigger deal, right? Because it would mean that instead of local voters deciding how much local schools should spend, Montpelier would get to decide via this per pupil formula. So where does that stand?
According to the House and Senate, at least, it's full steam ahead. Leaders in both chambers say the foundation formula is the most meaningful cost containment vehicle in their education reform plan. And they say they want to move forward. Although I should mention the House bill would push back implementation of that formula for 2 years until 2030. One key tension here is that under existing law, Act 73, that foundation formula doesn't kick in until and unless lawmakers approve new district maps. But both House Speaker Jill Kerwinski and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Baruth say they think Vermont can move to this new school funding mechanism without mandatory mergers, and they're prepared to adjust accordingly. There is one key figure that stands in the way of that happening, and that is Phil Scott. The governor says he won't go forward with the funding overhaul unless it includes the mandatory mergers that were part of Act 73.
That's so interesting because Phil Scott is arguably the biggest school budget hawk in this conversation. So why wouldn't he be willing to accept a reform package that says, okay, Vermonters can maintain local control over governance, but Montpelier is going to take the reins when it comes to spending? If your primary goal is just cost containment, that seems like it would serve your purposes.
So Phil Scott says, look, folks, this foundation formula would have the effect in some instances of reducing the total amount of money that schools have to educate students. And he worries that they're not going to be able to operate under these new financial constraints unless they're part of a larger district that has the capacity to manage fluctuations related to volatile enrollment figures. For that reason, he says the legislature needs to move forward with mandatory consolidation, and he's ready to force the issue. Scott says he won't sign a state budget into law until lawmakers approve a redistricting plan. He reiterated that threat this week and said he's dead serious about it. And he says it's on legislative leaders now to bring their members to heel on this issue.